Let's finish a little bit in the Iris from Rav Kook that we've been doing the past few weeks before we get back, Mitzvah next week. Maybe we'll be able to get back today to the Maim Hador. We're learning Perek Nun Aleph in Iris HaTchiya with some of the commentary and notes from Rav Aviner. So if you have the pages, footnote 1855. Rav Kook, of course, is talking about the urgency of reaching deep into our emunah and learning limudei ha'emunah and pnimiyas ha'Torah, because once we're returning to our land and we want to build a society of Torah, a civilization, a culture of Avodas Hashem, we no longer have the luxury of waiting. And we've been talking about that a lot over the past few weeks. And what Rav Kook often spoke about is that because of this urgency, there are many, many negative. There are many negative things that are surfacing in Klal Yisrael that on the outside appear to be horrible, and they are. They're certainly very horrible and destructive things that have come out. We'll talk about kfir and chutzpah and so on. But on the other hand, there is simon that there's no longer any time to wait. We have to illuminate every corner of life with the Or HaShem. So one of the negative midas that Rav Kook often spoke about, and the Svarim we spoke a lot about over the years, is chutzpah. The chutzpah of Ikkvus of the Mashiach, as the Gemara says, Chazal say, the unbelievable chutzpah that's at the end of time. The kfira, heresy, and so on at the end of time. So in footnote 1855, Ayin LaMarshal Igros Haraya, in one of the letters of Rav Kook, in Chelg Beis, Amud Reish Lamed Beis, he writes, V'hador hazeh, haloki kol kach b'machlas ha'kfira. And this generation, which is so stricken, so sick, with the machla, with the illness, the sickness of kfira, of heresy, she rifyon ha'emuna, where there's a weakening, a weakness of emuna. Hayim ein loni yisod loma shalit shuwas on etzrichim laharbas b'taras emuna. Isn't it the obvious, Rav Kook says, that in order to bring about the Yeshua of this generation, tzrichim laharbas b'taras emuna, that we have to increase our learning about emuna, laharbas b'taras emuna. Mamar Haraya in Amud 84. Kfi rov ha'omal shi'amlu darshe Hashem lahamin ha'musagi ha'munim. In accordance to the amount of work that the darshe Hashem, those who are seeking Hashem, invest, lahamin ha'musagi ha'munim, to establish, to clarify, musagi ha'munim, the concepts of faith. And all that comes from them, al taharosam v'amitosam, and all of their purity and truth, kein tosif tuudas harisha laredes. Everybody who's worried about the kfira and about the chutzpah and the rishus in Klal Yisrael, Jews don't know, they don't understand, and therefore, to the degree that we make that effort, lahamid hamusogim ha'emunim, kein toisif tuudas harisha laredes. So then the rishus will decrease. Ad shebaafisas hatzarach lazeh v'avdan tolosa ka'oshan techla v'alosa tikbat spiya, that all of the evil will dissipate. Al kein ha'amokas hadas b'dacha Hashem. Therefore our responsibility now is ha'amokas hadas b'dacha Hashem, to deepen our understanding of the dacha Hashem. And expanding our way of explaining of explaining Emunah. B'chol darche chochma, to use every means of teaching of chochma, of seferos sheba olam, he retil amachlas ha-chutzpah d'v'ikvus of Nashicha. That is the salve, the cure of the sickness of the chutzpah of ikvus of the Mashiach of the end of time. Lo rak al ercha hamucha shlevad, kim gam al ercha v'shosha shehi motzis mokom mitzad ha-ashgoche ha-lokis l'zgabra ha-ba-olam. There's a reason why the chutzpah Chazal saw many, many years in advance that there would be this great chutzpah at the end of time. And we learned about it in the Eretz HaTshuva, that it's part of the Hashgacha Pratis. And as we get closer to the end of time, there's a tremendous demand on the part of Am Yisrael to know the truth, to be able to know the truth. And that demand for the truth comes out in all kinds of chutzpahdik ways. In the Chaveres HaLapnimis HaPnimis HaTaros Beis, Kol Ikaru Shel HaNafila. Kol Ikaru, the whole reason for the collapse, for the fall. Shenofel HaDor MeHaEmunah VaYehadus HaMasis VaMidais, that the generation has fallen from Emunah and from practical observance of Halacha. It's because the generation does not understand the tochen of emunah. The generation doesn't understand what emunah is. Now again, in the past, they didn't have to understand. And we spoke about that the last few weeks. And from where are they going to learn these? Where are they going to learn? How are they going to learn the Yisodas of Emunah? It's the same question now, 100 years later. So I forgot to mention that the Shears Le'ilu Nishmas Rachel Rivka Bas of Yitzchak Cohen for Ezra Cohen's sister Nisham Shehav Aliyah. Mi Yaira Asam, who's going to teach it? Im Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Kishon, anybody who's qualified to teach Emunah. Va'osik b'tor, v'ror liyos ba godl v'chashev, a person who has the ability and learns Torah and can be great in Torah, and then a kovei lo klal le'iker liyos ba ruchni sadira. He's not kovei at all as any important part of his learning or his behavior or his life to be a ba ruchni sadira, to be a person who has great connection to spirituality and karchas of ruchnis. Kolochad doeg pen yigara al yidei ha-talmud ha-ruchani chok ha-talmud ha-maasi. Everybody is worried that by learning Kuzri and Maharal and Chassidus and so on, that by learning the Svarma Kedoshim, that's going to detract from chok ha-talmud ha-maasi. That's going to detract from the regular Seder and the regular way of learning, from learning Gemara and from learning Halacha and so on. Ha-talmud ha-maasi ha-lo gam hu ha-yidei kach below Siddharam. And it's going to have a negative impact on the practical side, on the nigla, on the revealed side of learning Torah. This is the Chavis Alavavis is crying about, the Ramchal is crying about. Is it possible? Hayitochin shel pilpulim? Is it possible that Jews spend their entire lives in all kinds of pilpulim? She'enim nogim, that are not even nogei la halacha. All kinds of pulim, everybody outsmarting each other. And that comes before? Kodim lahakaros achovas aikarios? That comes before our being able to understand the most basic responsibilities of believing in Hashem and loving Hashem and fearing Hashem and serving Hashem, and so on. Sha'olam Meshut Aslam, the whole world is standing upon. And he brings Ayin Odla Musni Tenu Bab Tzvi Yisrael Tau, from a Migrash Hashiv in Eretz Yisrael. Eich Ma'avirim Efoos HaKfira VaChutzpah Min Ha'olam. How are we supposed to get rid of Kfira and Chutzpah from the world? Ha'im B'meshet Tzorekim Chamas Kenegda? Because everybody's yelling and screaming that kfira, that heresy is terrible, atheism is terrible, and that the generation is so chutzpahdik, that's how you're going to get rid of it. B'meshet tzorekim chamas keneged kinegda, vilim usage hamuna bemkamam omdim, but we don't teach the generation emuna, and the level of the understanding of emuna remains stagnant as it always was. Lo, el bemesha magdilim umamikim beemuna atzma. Bemesha magdilim umamikim beemuna atzma. Only if we increase and we deepen the understanding of emuna, be yisod haseha or b'chol istafu yoseha, in the foundations and all of the branches of emuna, umachivum metarmes etziurim v'hagoshes biachas ladaz Hashem, and we expand and we purify the generation's understanding and feelings in regard to their knowledge and connection to Hashem. B'kach gormim shetudas hagosh tizbatel. The rejection of Hashem has nothing to stand upon. Once one understands what it means to be a mammon, to believe in Hashem. I'll tell you an amazing thing that happened. I was talking to someone in Chevron, we were driving back from Yeshiva. And I'm thinking about it, since I'm still thinking about it, I've sung this ball from it. They have this exchange program in Yeshiva University. They have this exchange program. They had 17 tenth graders, 17 bochurim from the high school, from MTA. Maybe some of you went to MTA. They had 17 bochurim from MTA, tenth graders, went to Eretz Yisrael to be in the Yeshiva Makor Chaim. Now the Yeshiva Makor Chaim, you might have heard of, it's in the Gush, but that's where there were two of the boys. I think the two of the boys that were kidnapped, that were killed, were from Makor Chaim. Rav Steinzel's established that yeshiva. So they went there. They went there for, I think, a month and a half, for part of the semester. They went there, and some of the Israeli kids come over here. So they have this exchange program. It's pretty obvious to me who are the ones that gain more from the chalifin. These boys, so this on Tuesday, Rabbi Green, who's usually here, I know he's not here today. Rabbi Green, who's one of the principals there in the high school, so he asked him to come to talk to this chevra, to the 10th graders. So I said, I'm not so good with the, it's hard for me to talk to that age. I have a hard time with that. I have a hard time any age, but particularly with the younger in high school. It's not. So he said, no, it's come. So, all right. So I went, and I was absolutely, I guess they would say nowadays, blown away. They were there for a month and a half. They're learning Pnimis HaTorah for a month and a half, because that place in Makor Chaim, there's a tremendous amount of learning of Rabbi Nachman and Sfas Emes, together with a lot of Gemara. But the Gemara, even on the way the Gemara is taught, is with a tremendous amount of seichel, how it's done over there. They have a whole curriculum of how they do it. And these little boys came back, they came back grown men. It was a month and a half. So they're very, very tzibrachim, the kids, because they left Gush Etzion, and they're in Washington Heights. That itself is a jarring experience. I pointed to the window. Right outside the windows, there's the old building in high school. There are these horrible tenements with everything, all the bricks falling and peeling. And the next building is horrible. So I said, why, is there something wrong over here? It's beautiful here. So just the physical contrast is very depressing, from being there and then coming back here. But I was telling my wife, I was talking to the guys in the car when we were coming back, that so in this spot, they matured 10 years in a month and a half. They took them on some tiulim, and they were learning with the Israeli bachrim, and they had madrichim, and they were learning pnimis. They never learned in their lives. They never learned emuna. They never learned in yonim of emuna. And they were learning it in pnimis, and that they want to learn more, and they want to grow, and they were all excited about Yiddishkeit, and of course the problem is how to sustain that. And I said to Rabbi Green, you set them up for this, and now they're going to be very disappointed because they're back in the C minor of life, and they were all excited. They were living. They were living in this. For almost 2 months, they were living in this incubator of kedusha. And now they're back to like, you know, they came off of the plane, and they said, you know, the guy's like, you know, we're going to go hang out, and we'll be going Saturday night. And they have like, they were filled with this R for a month and a half. And all I'm thinking about is, so why can't we do that here, and why can't we do that all the time? I mean, it's much harder in Chutz Lars, obviously. There are many conditions in Eretz Yisrael that make that easier. And personalities and so on. The chiluk is that all of the rebbeim there and the bachrim there. I spent time last year with the Israeli bachrim that came here. There was a 10th grader that was part of the chabura. There were like 10 guys. This 10th grader was making his sima shas. He was finishing shas. 10th grader. All of them know Tanya. These kids, they know Tanya. 10th grade boys. You talk to them, they say, yeah, it's a beferish l'kut amaran. Well, over here, they're saying, yeah, it's channel this, it's channel that. So I'm saying, yeah, sure, sure, sorry. Yeah. You could talk to them in Amunah, and they're on fire with the Rabbi Shalom, these little boys. So, we can't raise our generation with this. We can't raise our children in this way. And it's all but it's with a complete, very intense learning of Gemara as well. Saying he's making Yisim Hashas, the kid. A 10th grade kid's making Yisim Hashas. With 10th graders here, don't know how to spell Siyim, they don't know what Shas means. So they have the advantage because they understand Hebrew, the boys, they're Israelis, so they know Hebrew. It's an advantage. But Ad Kedei Kach, I'm talking about in Musogim and Emunah, in belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I got to the room, so I asked the boys, so I said, how was it? And this, now they said, they were telling me this is fantastic. So I went around and asked different boys, what did you find, what did you enjoy so much? So one after the other, this is what the boys were saying. One boy said, I never really knew what it meant to believe in Hashem. And now I feel like I'm beginning to have a relationship with Hashem. He said, and what about you? He said, davening was always an empty thing. And now I feel like I want to daven, and I have someone I'm talking to. One after the other, 10th grade boys, this is what they were saying. Should we dare take a little field trip to a 10th grade and talk to the boys? What do you have on your mind? What is it that's important to you? I mean, over here. It doesn't make a difference which school. I don't care from the frumest to the friest. What do you have on your minds? What are you thinking about? So, if we don't teach the children, and we don't teach ourselves emunah, so where's it supposed to come from? And the kasha, but we never did this in the past. That's always, all of a sudden, a new thing. But that's what Rav Kook was talking about. The tchiyah is not only in Eretz Yisrael. That's the world headquarters of the tchiyah. The revival of the Jewish people is now everywhere. And because this need to understand Yiddishkeit, this need to connect to Hashem, is not being met, the generation is filled with anger, with bitterness, with chutzpah, with rishus, with kfirah. Many places in his writings, Rav Kook speaks about kfirah. In Yeshiva, we're learning from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe this past week, in Memorim. Rav Kook saw kfirah as a healthy sign of the nation coming back to life. In other words, he saw even heresy, he saw as a healthy sign of the revival of Am Yisrael. Because there's nothing worse than apathy. And he said, the fact that people are screaming and they're angry and they're anti-religious, he said, it's a siman that they're alive. And it only means that they want desperately to have some understanding, to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not happening. And no one's talking to them. So even the kfir of the generation is a sign of the nation coming back to life. Harav Binyamin Efrati, he wrote in his Sefer HaSanagor B'Mishnah Sarav Kook, writes like this, HaKlal HaYisodi B'Refuas HaDor, the basic klal, principle, in the healing of the generation, Harayu, Shemakor HaChutzpah Hu Atzma Mekor HaRefuah. The source of the chutzpah is itself, the source, the Mekor, the refuah of the cure. Garim HaChutzpah, Dikvus HaMashiach Hu, is Alus HaPnimis Agnuza. In a deeper way, the generation has ascended to a higher level. That's what the whole Maimer of Hador that we're learning is about. That the generation, on the one hand, is a wondrous generation. There's never been a higher generation, and there's never been a lower generation. V'etzem is halozu, afo pi, she'edna mizbates chutzah b'ofen shlili, odena mizbates chutzah b'ofen shlili. Now, this aliyah of the generation, even on the outside, it's expressed in a negative way. He ha'asidah b'hashlomas ta'alicha, li'igalas b'pol b'tzurasa ha'tivis ha'chiyuvis. It's going to, in the future, be revealed in its positive, natural way. La'hovies ha'rafuah shlema, yidiyazu mi'ires darchei ha'rafuah. Ein al rofei machlezu la'hasir gorm ha'yisodi, b'asher ha'gorim atzma ha'rei tnua chiyuvis ma'od. Ko'ach chiyuni chazak ish li'ten la'hasi gevulo. The cure of this illness is not by the removal of what's causing the illness. Usually, when you want to cure an illness, you have to get rid of what's causing the illness. Here, what's causing the illness is the demand to have a connection to Hashem, is the demand to understand and to have a picture of what's the tachlis of our lives. Avodoso hamutelus alavi ach verak lekavin tnuazu atzma elakivun haro'uila. The tachlis of educating the generation is to direct these thoughts, these feelings, not to uproot the interest, the excitement, not to tell people to stop asking questions. Just the opposite. But to ask, to want, to know, but to help, to give direction. The point, the responsibility now is not to crush these koches apnimim. Kim adraba, lefatcha, to develop them, just the opposite, to develop them. La'archivim, to expand them. La'otziyam elapol, to bring them out. L'maisa, ulanhigam kahogan, to direct them in the right way. L'mana sheyimtzu as tafkidam shem evakshim. To be able to find what it is, in order that these koiches should be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Lo yavo l'esparitz bofen shlili, they shouldn't come out in a negative way. He writes over there, Habiru Hamachshavti, Hasbara Hayishara, Hamalava Beregesh Tov, through clarifying concepts in Yiddishkeit, explaining in a straight way, together with Beregesh Tov, with warm, with giving over Yiddishkeit, Beregesh Tov, with positive and warm feelings. Hema Ha'emtsoim Ha'bedukim Lirifui Machlas Ador. These are the guaranteed ways to be able to bring about the cure of Machlis Hador. Kishem, Shekol Atzma Shel HaMachla Mechusa Biru. The whole reason for the sickness is a lack of clarity. Ve'ha'oris Sichlis V'rikshis Hiba. And therefore the way to bring about the cure of the generation is this combination of Ha'oris Sichlis V'rikshis. I was just reading about last night that you know, Rav Kook, when he was Rav of Yafo, he went with Rav Chaim Zonenfeld. The controversy revolving Rav Kook, the hisnagdus to Rav Kook, really started in earnest. There were some things that were beginning to bubble because of his views on Shemitah, primarily because of his support of the Hetter Mechira at that time. He came to Israel in 1904. And he was promoting already the inyan of the Hetter Mechira. And there was already some hisnagdus. But the main hisnagdus came when he came back from Europe and he became Rav of Yerushalayim of Eretz Yisrael. That's really when the strong hisnagdus began. See, he was the Rav of Yafo. Now, Rav of Yafo and all the Moshavot, all of the farming communities, the kibbutzim and the Moshavot that were in that area, that was the hotbed of secular Zionism in those days. And Rav Kook knew exactly what he was getting into. And he went together with Rav Chaim Zonenfeld for over a month. There's a fascinating book called Eilam Aseh that was written the notes of a fellow, Rabbi Horowitz, I don't remember his first name, who was there, who went together with Rav Kook and Rav Chaim Zonnefeld. Rav Chaim Zonnefeld, of course, was that tzaddik. He was the Rav of the old Yeshuv in Yerushalayim, of the old community in Yerushalayim. And Rav Kook was the Rav of the new community of Yafo and the Yeshuv. And they had a very deep respect and love for each other, even though later on, of course, there was a tremendous machlokis, but they had a great love for each other. And they went from one yeshuv to the other, and many of them they were very well received, and in others they had to mamish run away. They chased them away, they ran away. And I was reading how they came to a certain place, and Rav Kook, so they didn't want them to come in, they didn't want to let them into the place at all. We're finished with this, we left this in Europe, don't bother us. And Rav Kook said to them, Anilo bati lahashpia aleichem. Or anachlo banu, lo higanu lekan lahashpia. We didn't come to influence you. We came to be influenced by your love of the land, by your love of the Jewish people. That's what he said. And they stood, they said, really? He said, Bemet, Bemet. And it's like Rav Chaim Zonnefeld was also standing there. Yeah. That's where we came. And Rav Kook said, yeah. And they let them in. And he wanted to see the fields where they were working, what they're doing. And it says that Rav Kook took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and he put on they used to wear these headdresses for the sun, like almost like kafirs. They were, and he put on a shmata, and he went out with them to the fields, and he started working with them, and he was doing a rikud with the. He was dancing with the workers over there in the fields, and he had a tremendous hashpah on them, and he got them to kasha the kitchen and all. So you think that Jews back in Yerushalayim would have been thrilled that he changed the whole place over, made it kosher, and he got them. He started that they should have a minion over there. They went crazy in Yerushalayim. How could it be such a thing that the Rav of Yafo took off his coat and he went out into the fields. Kechadapshutim, you know, and was dancing with a bunch of Mechalal Shabbos and Ayveveris and so on. And he arranged for people to come there to learn with them. They had Shiurim in Kuzari. He arranged for them to have Shiurim in Kuzari. He changed their lives. And this is the generation that he was talking to. Yeah, they were screaming. Can you imagine the chutzpah to tell tzaddikim that they can't come, you can't even come into the place? They were throwing them out, that they couldn't come. They weren't letting them in. So it doesn't take even a month and a half. Just lo banu lekan lahashpia lechem. We came here to be mushpoim ayid. We came here that you should influence us, that we should feel the love that you have for Eretz Yisrael. We should be mushpoim by you. The language of ahav, the language of hiskarvus, the language of hashpa. It's unbelievable. Now this might seem like a davar poshut. Nowadays you have to. This is the way you have to treat people. This is the way you have to go out. And this is an entirely, entirely radical new concept back then. Well, there's a lot more to do. If I stay with these notes, we'll spend the whole year. Let's go back into the Maamar Hador. Page 28. Yitzhak Shem will learn the Aris itself. We'll spend more time on that. Page 28 in Hador. It's a generation that in potential has everything, has a lot. But ubapoal, but lamaisa, lo klum, it has nothing. In potential has everything, in reality, lamaisa, lo klum. Doresh harbe. It's demanding a lot, the generation. Umen hamuchan, Ein biyado mu'uma. But lemaisa in its hands, nothing. Ein biyado mu'uma. Ein biyado mu'uma. I efshar lahatzilo mira'oso. It is impossible to save the generation from its evil, from its emptiness. Ulahamido al derech hachayim hanachone. and to establish it on the way, on the correct way of life. It's impossible. Ki'im b'mash nedabri imo mikol niso v'nizgov. We must converse, we must speak to the generation. Mikol niso v'nizgov. From all that is exalted, from all that is niso v'nizgov. The highest concepts of Yiddishkeit. Mikol niso v'nizgov. Mikol nala v'neda. From all that is high and all that is beautiful. Basofa hayosep shuta unemucha, in a language that is very simple. Unemucha means plain. Ubedvarim hayoser murgolim umuvanim lo, in a language, in a way that they're most used to it and the way that they're going to understand. Kedesha yimsa gam ba'omek hatahom shehu shochev shama, so that the generation will be able to find, even in the depths of emptiness where it's lying, will be able to find as haziv, that radiance, that light. V'hanom, and the pleasantness ha'adir, the powerful pleasantness, v'ha'elyon, exalted pleasantness, shehu mevakesh, that the generation is truly seeking. Omnam rakave oradalmu ma'atim nuchal hagilo. It's true that that with all that we're giving, he says, perhaps only kave oradalim, weak or dim rays of light, and few of them, nuchal lahagiyelo, will in the end reach them. V'mida kazos, ach yaspiku heim lahachios es levavo. But even if only a little reaches them, it will be enough, lahachios es levavo, to revive the heart of the generation. L'man yaschil l'hisromeim u'l'hisnasei, in order that the generation will begin his romeim, to arise, his nasei, to get up, to ascend. And as the Navi says, uva b'merachakim yizkiruni, even in faraway places, Hashem says, Jews will remember me. Uva b'merachakim yizkiruni, v'choyu es b'neihem, and their children will come back to life. Vishavu, and return to me. B'kevin shirak yisyatzav al derech ha'ora. Once we just try to help place the generation al derech ha'ora, on the path of light, al derech ha'ora. Yeleich holoch v'or, the light will steadily increase. Keshachar nachon motzao, the way that the light, when it comes to the morning, the way that the morning light becomes stronger and stronger. That's what will happen to the generation as well. Al kein b'moed, therefore the time has come, lahaschil b'avodas akodesh azos, to begin this holy work. Alken bo moed lahaschil b'avodas akodesh hazos. Bo moed lilmod mashiyya amanas lalamit is darein hatzoy hachafetz. The time has come to teach. Amanas lalamit is darein hatzoy hachafetz lefachos lios chai ve'er. Our generation, this young generation that is seeking, at least, lios chai ve'er, to be awake, to be alive and to be awake. Those were the Jews that Rav Kook was meeting. He was meeting them in Russia, and he met them when he came back, when he came to Eretz Yisrael. V'chelek rosho mimenu, and a significant percentage, a significant portion of the generation, Chofetz gam ken lios choshev umargish. Wants very much to be able to think and to feel. Masheroi li Yisrael v'la'odam, what is fitting for a Jew and for a human being. Not the way that they were being portrayed by the old yeshuvas as a bunch of savages and heretics and heathens and bohemians and so on. Which they ended up calling Rav Kook all of those things as well. He said a significant, he says from what he sees and the people that he talks to, a significant amount of them on a very, very obvious and open level want to know more about what it means to be a Jew. And they're ready to hear. Page 30. Hatchia shel hashavas leiv ovos albanim. This revival that the Navi spoke about that would be at the end of time. Where the hearts of the fathers were turned to their sons, v'leiv bonim l'avosam, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, that the generations will once again converge, as opposed to the description of the whole first part of the Maimer, how the older generation, the younger generation, are growing further and further and further apart from each other. The tchiyah means hashavas leiv ovos albanim, v'leiv bonim l'avosam. Rav Kook sees the Leiv Ovis as the old way, and the Leiv Bonim as the new way. The Leiv Ovis is the way of Golas. The Leiv Bonim is the Tchiyah, is the time of Geula. And Eev Shalalios, and this cannot take place, Ki Imdavka Aydei Avir De'Eretz Yisrael. This can only happen through our reconnecting to Eretz Yisrael, to returning to the land. And even those who are in the meantime in Chutz La'aretz by themselves connecting to Avir Eretz Yisrael in different ways that we'll talk a lot more about in Mitzvah and the Ayurs, to connect to the Avir Eretz Yisrael. Let's take a look at the note on the left side over there. Hatchia Hashiva L'Eretz Yisrael, this revival, the return to Eretz Yisrael, Einirak Hagira Demographis. It's not just a matter of immigration, of moving. Ki Mahapecha Ruchanis. The whole Sefer Ha'aris is based upon that. There's the Aris HaMelchama, Aris Eretz Yisrael, Aris HaTchiyah. It doesn't just mean for Jews to return. See, one of the main problems in the way that I could say that I was taught growing up in the modern Orthodox Zionist, religious Zionist system here in America, that one of the main things that I saw over the years was that because those who were encouraging us to move to Israel were very wonderful, good people with very good intentions, most of whom still live in America, because they were the ones who were encouraging us and talking to us day and night about doing this, saw their entire Torah, well, at least what I heard growing up was about living in Eretz Yisrael. It was just about moving. This is going to be the centerpiece of Zionism, religious and obviously non-religious Zionism. But everything else that was Eretz Yisraelic, we never heard about. It was only, you just have to go there, you just have to move there. Ki'ilu, the whole yesod of the Tchiyah is just a matter of geographical location. But it's not. Of course it's not. Torah Eretz Yisrael, but when we learned Eretz HaTorah, it's a way of thinking. It's the Limudim of Emuna. It's learning Pnimiyas HaTorah. Just to live there, just to move there, and that the entire Zionism is a matter of location, that's not what Rav Kook is talking about. Of course, Rav Kook is saying we have to move. But the Tchiyah is much more than where you live. The main problem we have in our generation is that the Jews who are living in Eretz Yisrael are chutz la'aretz d'kiyid. The Zionism is dead, or is very, very weak. Because if the entire Zionism is based upon just where you live and what party you vote for, but not Teres Eretz Yisrael, with all that Teres Eretz Yisrael means, with Emunah and Pnimis and Dveikus Bashem, so then it's just an Indian of nationalism, of patriotism, of having your own place to live, and so on. When Rav Kook spoke about the return to Eretz Yisrael, it was part of the whole program of our being resurrected as Am Yisrael. It was all part of our coming back to life as a nation, as a people. Returning to Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't just mean to move. Ki ma'apecha ruchanis. Rav Kook was talking about a spiritual revolution. A ma'apecha ruchanis. I never heard about any ma'apecha ruchanis when I was growing up. I didn't hear about any ma'apecha ruchanis. They would come every now and then from the Jewish Agency or something like that, and they would say that, you know, speeches about how it's terrible here, the goyim all hate us, we have to move, and so on and so forth. But there's no ma'apecha ruchanis, and the future's there, and that if you're a real Jew, that's where you're going to live, and so on. But we didn't know what it meant to be a real Jew. And there was no talk about any ma'apecha ruchanis. There's no talk about ma'apecha ruchanis. So then when my parents decided that we were moving to Eretz Yisrael, which we went on Aliyah in 1970, after my bar mitzvah, we moved to Eretz Yisrael. My greatest fear was, what would happen to my subscription to Sports Illustrated? And was there some way to have that transferred to Netanya? There wasn't. No, there wasn't. I had a friend of mine that sent me like stuff, but like 4 months later, you know, like sent me like some back issues and stuff. It was my main concern, and I had no idea what I was doing there, and why my father took us there. I didn't understand. I was very comfortable and happy where I was. There was no ma'apecha ruchanis of any sign. There was a ma'apecha. It was a ma'apecha gashmis, from living in a nice, comfortable private home in Queens to living in a cramped apartment on Rechov Melchemes Sheshes Hayomim, 27, in Netanya, which was a half a block away from the soccer stadium, and spending 3 hours every Shabbos listening to crazy people screaming and then watching them fight from the soccer stadium, fighting on the streets in front of our Peset, where I would root for different guys that were fighting down on the street where we lived. They would come out from the stadium punching each other. There's no apecha ruchanis. So this is my big move to Eretz Yisrael.
That was on Shabbos.
Shabbos when they had the game. Shabbos not the game, we go to the beach. This is the ma'apecha ruchanis. I felt my Yiddishkeit. Honestly, I felt more of my Yiddishkeit back in New York. I didn't understand. I don't recall being resentful because to my father that wasn't. In those days, we didn't allow those emotions to creep in, at least in our quarters. I didn't have any. I knew that my father had this inyan to get away from Golis and to get away from the goyim, and he had this whole dream. He's a very idealistic person, even though he doesn't talk about these things, but I know that, because he didn't talk to us about it either. I've mentioned before, he just came home one day and said that we're going to Eretz Yisrael in a month. And even my mother didn't know. That's what he said, it was a movie. He already made all the arrangements. He made the arrangements. We had this little family meeting. He says, I'm done, we're going. We're finished. We're leaving. And he's out. So where am I going to go to school? In the meantime, we're gonna go. You're gonna go to school here. We're gonna live there. And he's getting an apartment. And so, the one thing my mother was able to get is that to talk him out of it was being an Merkaz Klita. He wanted to be Merkaz Klita, and an absorption that we got out of. And that Indian, we were not saying. My father gave in on that Indian, so we didn't go to an absorption center. My aunt arranged for us to be in an apartment where the spoken language was Hungarian. That's what everybody spoke over there, Hungarian. And I didn't understand what we're doing here. The only ma'apecha that I felt, the only mapecha was that my life was undermined, my entire simchas achayim was taken away, of being with my friends and being in an environment that I was comfortable in. There was no mapecha ruchanis. What kind of mapecha ruchanis? Spiritual mapecha. And we weren't taught about any mapecha ruchanis. There was no inyan of Teres Eretz Yisrael. It was just Eretz Yisrael. Go up to one of the chaver, one of these tzaddikim, when they're making a big deal that how you have to go to the parade and how it's important. We have to move to Eretz Yisrael. The rabbis are giving those speeches for the last 40, 50 years on their $500,000 salaries, staying in Chutz Laaretz while owning apartments in Eretz Yisrael. And I ask them, why do we have to go to Eretz Yisrael? Why? And listen to the answers, and then you cry. Because it's the same answers, the typical answers. There's no future for us. Like in France and Paris, there's no future for us here. There's no future. It's the same thing of running away. Not that there isn't any truth to that. There is truth to that. But that's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is near Miklat. Eretz Yisrael is just a place for Jews to run to. Eretz Yisrael is the avir, is the breath of our neshama. It's the place of Nevuah. It's the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Who talks about that? Rav Kook was talking about Am Yisrael coming back to life. He wasn't talking about patriotism and nationalism. He wasn't talking about just having a safe place to live. So now you see with this. So then now they're going. They're telling Jews in Paris, "Chevi, you belong in Eretz Yisrael." So I read an article where somebody from Paris was saying, there was a Jew in Paris that was saying, "Why should we go back to Eretz Yisrael? It's more dangerous over there than it is in Paris." So you could argue about that, but it's more dangerous in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Paris. So why should we leave Paris? Because if the whole idea of going to Eretz Yisrael is to be safe, why should we go? It's not safe over there. Safer in Paris, we'll work it out over here. We don't have, it's a cell to have the Arabs there everywhere. Over here, we'll take care of it. But that's not what it means. That's not what Rav Kook was talking about. In Iraq, it's not a matter of Hagira demographics just moving. Kima pecha ruchanis, hashiva la'aretz, the return to the land. La Sofa and to our language and to Tarbis and to the whole culture of Am Yisrael. He doesn't mean the theater. It's to return to who we are, to the Atzmius of who we are. And when the Navi said, "Veheishiv leivavos habonim leibonim alavosam habonim," the word "bonim" mevatim lelo bitui moda as sheifas hatchia hazaz. The word bonim, even though it's not obvious, but bonim is talking about the she'ifa, that yearning for this tchia that Rav Kook was talking about. Bebiru inyan zeh kosev harav. Rav Kook writes the following. Ba'ovos, in the old generation, mizgaber or ha-Torah. There's a strong light of Torah in the old generation. Bebonim, in the children, or ha-teva ha-Yisraeli ha-Kadosh. There's a strong light of the natural and holy light of a Jew. Of the healthy, natural light of a Jew. V'zed yutzatz, which means yizgala ba'achus yamim, v'chiburam. Rav Kook says at the end of time, it's going to be revealed v'chiburam. They're going to be reconnected. V'heishiv levovos abon v'levon levosa means that the way of the old way of Torah, the lev ha'ovos and the lev ha'bonim, which Torah means Yiddishkeit and Shemiras HaMitzvahs and so on, and the lev ha'bonim, which means a healthy and holy desire to build our own land, not to be dependent on others. The Jews shouldn't be afraid anymore. The Jews should be able to fight for themselves. The Jews should be able to support themselves. But the way of the children is missing the light of Torah. Achas Yomim means the fusion of these two lights. Ve'esiv le'vavos abonav le'vbonim at lavosam. And Rav Kook spent all of his time trying to bring about that chibur between the old yeshuv and the new yeshuv. And each side was very suspicious and very resistant. But that's what Rav Kook spent his entire time in Eretz Yisrael trying to bring these two generations together. Klomar, habonim yaviu itam es koach hativius ha-yisraelis. The Bonim, the new generation, brings with it the koach hativius ha-yisraelis, the natural instinctive strength and desire for self-sufficiency and health of a Jew. Ha-atzmius, ha-chaim, to be alive. Rav Kook said how the young generation in Eretz Yisrael, the new generation, they couldn't stand. There was the first Aliyah and the second Aliyah. The first Aliyah was mostly religious. The second Aliyah was mostly not religious. And when the second Aliyah came, and they met Jews from the first Aliyah, and these were very idealistic people, came to the first Aliyah, but they couldn't stand to see Jews that were still with the look of galus, that were bent over, and Rav Kook said had faces that looked depressed, that looked sad, faces from galus. The new generation was looking for life, and when they met up again with the old generation, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so they were shocked. They expected to find in Eretz Yisrael everything was vibrant and everything was alive, and when they met the old chevra, so it There was a tremendous culture shock. They felt that they had left Europe and they came back to Europe. They were trying to get away from all the old stuff. They're trying to get away from the weakness. They're trying to get away from the shnorrai. And they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they, you know. Sometimes you get to go 10 feet, 20 feet without somebody coming over to ask you for a handout. Person who's sensitive gives money to Jews who need. But if you have a sensitive Jewish heart, you can't help but feel tzibrochen that this is what's happened to our people. The country filled with shnaris, Hashem Yerachim. Shnaris. And if sometimes it seems that it's not as dense with shnaris, it's because there's a significant population of them that are walking around over here. Shnarin. Nabach. Not that there's anything, God forbid, a poor person is not making fun, chas v'chalil, of a poor person. But what brought us to such a matzav? What brought us to such a terrible matzav? There are people that are poor because of the circumstances of life, Hashem Yerachim. We have to do everything we can to help anybody that needs. Even people who are in need for the wrong reason, they still need. We do our best to help them. But the whole matzav of Am Yisrael, that should be healthy, that should be strong, that should be vibrant and self-sufficient. This is not the true tzur of... I was at a chasna last night, and a yid walks over to me, with the tzur of a yid. I don't know who he is, a Shalom Aleichem, or Weinberg. I already could tell from the voice what's coming up next. He says to me, "You're staying at the Nishah HaChuppah? You're staying after the Chuppah?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Chal Berkzat." He comes with his briefcase in this thing. Chal Berkzat. With his Indian, to raise money. Yishli mef'al ma'od chashuv. Ma'od chashuv. Ma'od chashuv. Mef'al ma'od chashuv. Mef'al ma'od chashuv is a mishpacha shalot, you know what I mean? Mef'al ma'od chashuv. He's working on a very important project. 30-year-old man, perfectly healthy. He's working on a very important project. He should not be working instead of working on an important project. His important project is to go to America to Shnar. That's what his project is. Instead of just working. How did this happen to us? Such a shiftless, such a nemichas hakayim of Klal Yisrael, that we felt as such a thing. So the children, the young generation, was disgusted with this way of life. Had enough of it. The old generation in Eretz Yisrael, the old generation existed traditionally with the ma'amadis that were coming from Chutz La'aretz, the money that was coming from Chutz La'aretz. And the new generation said, we're not going to take money anymore. We're going to earn money. But it's without talis and tefillin. It's without kashrus, without Shabbos, without yontif. The old generation was kulei Torah, but without self-sufficiency, without independence, without a parnasa. All Rav Kook wanted to do was to work these two things out together. That he spent his whole life trying to do that, trying to make a shidduch. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll continue next day of Shabbos.